Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Design Review Board agenda of Tuesday, October 25th. Can we have roll call?
Member Brown?
Here.
Member Clinton?
Present.
Member DeGaysis? Is absent. Member Iman? Is absent. Member King?
Here.
Member Wayan?
Here.
And Member Branch? Chair Branch?
Here. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We're back. We're live. This is a hybrid meeting. We're in the council chambers, but there will also be applicants who are doing this digitally, virtually, et cetera, et cetera. So with that, I would say at this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item by utilizing either an actual speaker slip or a hand raise, I presume. So, Linda, anything?
Would any attendee who wishes to speak on an item that is not on today's agenda please raise your hand? And Chair Branch, there's no one at this time.
Okay, very good. Then that will take us to administrative agenda. And do you want to jump in now, Mary?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, welcome back, everyone, Chair Branch and members. It's wonderful to see you all in person. No changes on the agenda today. Just want to mention sort of the format of how the meeting will go, because we are in person and also virtual. So when the applicants are here, they'll be coming to interact with the board, and then there are other applicants that will zoom in, and so you'll see them on the screen along with the project plans. And each planner will be projecting the plans onto the screen, so for your benefit and also for the public.
Great. Fingers crossed. all right, we'll start with the review of agenda for the approval of the Design Review Board minutes for October 11th. Somebody want to make a motion for looking at the minutes?
So move.
Second.
Motion by Jim and seconded by, who is that? By Cecilia. Okay, great. Any discussion?
Yes, please.
Yes. Dennis?
A couple of things. First, the very, very small under C1. Let's see if I can follow along with this. C1 Kingsway, a couple of spelling errors. Actually, it says first line, no ex parte. Now, we would all like that to be, but it's a small misspelling. And then in the next sentence, it says it dropped a letter, he plans, under the staff speaker rather than the plans. And then finally, under item C4, and I will rely on board and staff's memory than my own feeble sense, but I believe I voted no on that item. Any confirmation or?
I think you did vote no.
I believe I voted no. So let the record reflect that. Thank you. That's all I have, Chair Branch.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah. I do, thank you.
Cecilia?
On item C2, at the top of page 5, number 2, it's sort of right, but it's not correct. It says the drive-up sign with a bright white background is incongruous. I think this is the drive-up sign that's on the fascia.
Right.
So I wonder if we can just add that to indicate, because it doesn't, I don't know what drive-up sign. So maybe if that's, we could just add the drive-up sign on the fascia.
Or on the north elevation.
On the north elevation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. I remember the one. Okay, is that it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Anything else? All right. I was going to say all those in favor, but we need to probably do roll call because of the virtual thing still, right?
Yes.
Yes. The maker and the seconder, if those are, those are agreed to.
Oh. Do the maker and seconder agree to those changes?
Yes.
Okay. Very well. Now we can do roll call.
Okay. Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Clinton?
I'm abstaining.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye.
Chair Branch, before we continue, just want to make sure that everyone speaks into the microphone so that the public can hear when they're viewing on video or TV. Thank you.
Very good. Okay. That will take us to our conceptual preliminary final calendar. Item B1, Linda?
Item B1 is located at 315, 326, and 336, and 346 Bolay, and at 320 and 340 Stork Road. It's the Santa Barbara Business Park Commercial Paint Alterations, APN 073-100-019, 073-100-020, 073-100-021, and 073-100-022. And its case numbers 22-0016 DRB and 22-0071 ZC.
Chair Branch, before we begin with this item, first of all, applicant, you're welcome to come up to the table. I want to introduce Louisa here next to me. Some of you may not have seen her. She's our permit tech. She's the one that handles all of the people at the counter and phone calls and emails, which you probably have all interacted with her at that way. But here she is in person. She's helping us with some case processing, too.
Very good. I've seen your name on a million emails. Welcome. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Branch and members of the board. Item B1 is a request for an exterior paint refresh for Santa Barbara Business Park buildings. The Santa Barbara Business Park is comprised of 6 buildings, and the applicant will provide additional details. That's it for now. Thank you, Chair Branch.
Okay. Great. Thank you. If you want to turn your mic on and introduce yourselves and tell us what you got.
Yes. My name is Russell Williams, project manager for Majestic.
I'm Kendall Dudley, the assistant property manager for Majestic.
And presenting to you exterior paint plan with exterior elevations for each building. Each building is a theme and variation of the same color scheme put together by our designer and for your review.
Very good. Kind of get my sea legs back on an actual meeting in person, so thank you. All right.
Chair Branch, yeah. I need to interrupt you.
I haven't forgot asking about the public yet.
No. I'm wondering if our video crew can get us to share screen. We're not able to. It says host disabled participant screen sharing.
All right. In the meantime, we also have declarations. Has everybody gotten familiar with the site? Jim?
No site visits, no ex parte.
I had virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Yeah, virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Very good. All right, we'll keep proceeding. Let's start. This is pretty simple, so let's combine questions and comments, if that's okay. I'll start with you, Cecilia.
Thank you for the refresh. I like all the colors except the terracotta. I just don't feel that it kind of goes with the other colors. I don't know what, I can't make any recommendations. I just would like you to consider maybe there's some other color that would, the trim would be maybe a little more appropriate with the other colors. That's my only comment.
Karis?
No questions, no comments. It looks good.
Okay. Dennis?
Thank you, Chair Branch. So even though it isn't labeled, I'm going to assume the smaller image in the lower right is existing and the proposed is the larger one. Mm-hmm. Well, on some of them, you have to admit, it's incredibly difficult to see any difference at all. So in general, these are, the body is a very subtle change, if any, right? Mm-hmm. It's really just the trims that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. It's a perfectly reasonable and attractive. And when I toured the site, I found the rust color, the adobe color, was pulled in by the landscaping that had been changing color. And I see there's quite a number of changes going on. So I can recommend approval for this proposal without any reservations.
Very good. Jim, any comments?
I have no comments, no.
Okay. I'm fine with it as is, and I actually don't mind the terracotta color at all. I think it's a good contrast. It's got a good earth tone to it that I think works with the landscaping and stuff. So I'm fine with that.
Agreeable gray.
Do we have any members of the public that want to comment on this?
Would any attendees who wish to comment on this item, please click on the raise hand icon now. No, Chair Branch.
Okay. Someone want to take a stab at a motion on this?
Sure. I will, Chair Branch. I move to let the board approve the proposal as submitted. And are there any...
Member Whalen, if you wouldn't mind reading the actual color, just for the record, since we haven't been able to project it onto the screen, that would be great.
The colors on each of the buildings? Each of the...
Yes, just the name. You don't need to do the numbers.
Well, you're going to challenge me.
You want me to do it, Dennis?
The board finds the following colors... agreeable gray, gotta love that. Dried thyme, rookwood terracotta, Waterloo.
That's it.
And that's it. I believe that's it in their very limited palette. Oh, I could have gone to that page, couldn't I? Well, you suffered through it. Is there anything else, Ms. Chang, I should add?
Subject to findings, please.
Subject to staff findings, as listed in the staff report.
Very good. How about a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jim. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Aye.
Member King?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye. Very good. Motion passes. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you. Who is your designer?
Rockroy.
The same rockwood of the paint.
Roy, R-O-Y.
Oh, rockwood.
I believe.
Chair Branch, they will be staying for the next item.
They're doing the other next
one.
Well,
that's a little egregious. Fine. Item B2, Linda.
Item B2 is the Tech Park at Hollister Paint Alterations, located at 7414, 7416, and 7418 Hollister Avenue. APN 079-210-065, case numbers 22-0022-DRB and 22-0085-ZC.
Very good. And again, everybody, declarations on seeing the site?
No site visits, no ex parte.
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Yeah, virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Do you need to chime in, Louisa?
Thank you, Chair Branch. This request is for an exterior paint refresh for a Tech Park at Hollister commercial buildings. Tech Park at Hollister is comprised of three buildings, and there will be three different exterior paint color schemes proposed by the applicant. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, you guys have the floor.
So these would be the same color palette that we presented for Tech Park Engage. 7414 through 18 Hollister is about a mile away. So continuing the theme with the exterior there. Again, agreeable gray as the base, Waterloo, rookwood terracotta, and dried thyme being the accent colors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do the same thing. Let's start the other way. Jim, we'll start with you. Any questions and comments?
I have none, thank you.
None? Okay, Dennis?
No questions. Comments, seems like a perfectly fine proposal.
Karis?
I agree.
Yep, ditto.
I have, there's something in here that it's not a deal killer for me, but it does put a little bit of a burr under my saddle, and that is when you have paint, extreme paint changes when there's no plane change. And it looks like that's happening in a lot of places. Is that right? Like on the very first one.
There is a plane
change.
Page 1 of 7, looks like you've got that arched.
I see what you're saying.
See, and where the green meets the agreeable gray, that's just a painted line. Is that right? Or is there actually a physical plane change?
I can't tell if that's a chamfer on that exterior wall. I see a bit of an angle there. If you, it actually does bump out. If you look in the middle of the dried thyme, you can see it has a bit of a roof member to it. So it does bump out. It just doesn't go to the top elevation of the structure.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's got that little angle that comes out.
Correct.
It still makes me slightly cranky. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's just...
It appears in the existing that bump out is in white, if you look right at the lower right.
I guess a better view of that is on the next one on page 2, where you see the terracotta. And you see the bump outs that happen, the angular bump outs, but then above that, you're just painting the lines straight up. And was that page, what page is that?
Page 3.
Chair Branch.
Yes, sir.
I share your apprehension, but it is a metal panel system, so there is a seam, as you can see, say every 2 feet, and it does fall in line with that. But that being said, I share your apprehension. I do have a larger question for the applicants, though. Is your intention to paint the entire buildings? And I ask this because when I made my site visit, building 7418, that's the one closest, has a loading dock up on the northwest side that looked like it had some repairs that weren't painted. So is your intention to paint all the facades of all the buildings?
That is correct. We just completed the work on the loading dock project last week, and we have some panels that were installed to repair and replace existing conditions.
Plus, there's a really wild paint job on the above the entry on that loading dock, so it's sort of a variegated. But this will smooth all of that out. Thank you.
Yeah, I think. I mean, the going along the seams, I think, saves it. I mean, it does give it something to fall against. So I guess I'm okay with that. So, all right. Let's see. Any members of the public chiming in at all?
Would any attendee who wishes to speak on this item please click on the raise hand icon now? No, Chair Branch.
All right, well then with that, someone want to take a stab at a motion?
Sure, I'd be happy to again to
And you do not need to read the patches because we got the screens working.
I'm sorry, what was
that? You don't need to read the color.
I don't.
Because it's on the screen now.
I don't.
Yes.
Then I'll just make the motion that the board approve the project as proposed and as...
According to
findings.
The
Oh, yes, the findings, according to the findings made in the staff report. Thank you for the hint.
Perfect. Can I get a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jim. Very good. All those, any discussion? Okay. I keep wanting to say all in favor. Roll call, please.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Board.
We're agreeably gray.
It's actually a nice color, that gray.
We're kind of sagey.
All right, that will take us to item B3. Linda?
Item B3 is Humberto First and Second Story Residential Addition located at 7174 Tulum Drive, APN 077-104-022, case numbers 22-0029 LUP and 22-0015 DRB.
Okay, has everybody visited the site? Jim?
No visits, no ex parte.
Virtual visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Virtual visit, no ex parte.
Virtual visit, no ex parte.
Okay, Christina, the floor is yours. And if you're the applicant, please come have a seat. Actual plans.
Paper.
Paper.
We love paper.
I would see paper.
Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the DRB. The project before you is here for conceptual, preliminary, and final review. The project is located at 7174 Tuolumne Drive. The main parts of the project are a 301-square-foot first-story addition, a new 432-square-foot second-story addition and with a balcony and deck. The project is that's adding on to the existing approximately 1,200-square-foot single-story residence. So this is a new second-story addition. One thing to note is the project had a previously approved accessory dwelling unit in the former garage. That space is exempt from planning permit and is also exempt from design review board review. It's obvious on the plans, the section that is the ADU, so that section is not under your purview today. The proposed plans meet all of the development standards for the RS zone, including setbacks and height. It also complies with the maximum floor area in the RS zone. Should you have any questions for me, I'll be here throughout the meeting, and I'll turn it back over to Chair Branch.
Okay. Very good.
I have a question.
Yes?
Yes. A question for staff. Ms. McGuire, when you say the ADU of the converted garage is not within the proposal, you're speaking about the interior plan or the entire exterior character of the former existing garage?
Thank you, Chair Branch and Member Whalen. To clarify that statement, the interior is exempt from your review as well as the exterior. So the portions of the exterior, which are in the former garage area, are not for review today.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself and...
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Pan Su. I'm the architect representing the owners. As we just described, this is a traditional three-bedroom, two-bath residence that is we're proposing to do a complete and thorough upgrade and remodel to. We are proposing to add an additional bedroom downstairs and as well as various reconfiguration of the spaces and enlargement of the kitchen area and the bedrooms, which currently are quite small. We're also proposing to add a master suite on the second floor. The proposed addition, as take into consideration to privacy issues and all that stuff. So the addition, the master bedroom addition on the second floor is actually right in the middle of the house. Just to clarify, the ADU that was mentioned is actually the former garage, which faces the street here. The second floor consists of a master suite and a balcony that faces the street in the front. So it's a pretty straightforward master bedroom with a bath in the back, and then the balcony faces the front. Mm-hmm. Out toward the street. The pro-shaded area on the CA2, the floor plan, is where the addition on the ground floor is happening. So we're mostly pushing out in the side yard behind the garage a little bit and toward the backyard a little bit as well.
The new walls?
Yes, new walls in the back of the home and in the side. This one has a fairly large, wide side yard behind the garage. So we're bumping out a little bit and infilling a little bit of the area behind that. So, you know, from the street front, there is no additional square footage. With the exception of the porch. I added a large porch because right now it has one of those weird... I call it the fairy tale little porch thing. It's basically the main gable that kind of go way down. And it barely clears somebody who's 6 foot. So I took that out and proposed a new entry porch, which provided a nice transition, I think, from the street area. And as you approach the house and enter the house, you get this transitional spaces toward the entry of the home. Again, this is kind of a simple rendition of the street elevation will look like. And the photograph is provided here as well that shows what the existing street elevation looks like. That's my presentation. Thank you very much. Yes. Oh, there's another set here.
Thank you. Did I already ask everybody about declarations?
Did you ask for public comments?
No, that's later. Did I ask for declarations yet? Did we already do that? I'm sorry. Okay, so let's start with questions. Jim, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. I have a question. We're looking at four bedrooms here, and we have two spaces for parking. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is two spaces for parking going to be sufficient?
Well, there's street parking. I'm obviously, we don't want to design the project with parking spaces all along the front. So two spaces is...
So if there are four people living in the house and they have four cars, where are they going to park on the street?
Right, that's correct.
I see. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
The parking in the garage obviously was eliminated when the ADU was converted.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You can thank the state. That.
With I'm sorry?
You can thank the state for that with regards to ADUs. So. Dennis?
Questions? Let's see. We're at a bit of a disadvantage, Mr. Hsu, because it isn't clearly shown what's existing and what's proposed. It is on the elevations, but not on the plan. That's not to say I couldn't, by jogging between the two, I couldn't make it out, but... just, it's not really a question so much as it is a comment. I may have another one, so I'll reserve.
Okay. Karis, any questions?
Where is the new patio? And
the new entry porch right here.
Okay.
And I redesigned it, the whole brand new front garden as well. And to respond to the other gentleman's question, with the exception of the exterior walls, you know, on the other side and in the front, pretty much most of the existing floor plan is demoed. Right. Yeah.
You gave us the elevations. You didn't give us the plans.
Existing plans. My apologies. Yes.
And are we changing any of the landscaping? Is that all existing landscaping?
No.
No.
The front yard landscaping is completely new.
And are those plans somewhere? Do we have those? Is there a landscape plan?
Just this. It's conceptual, yeah. So we yeah.
Gotcha.
Cool. That's all my questions. Thank you.
That's cool. Cecilia?
No questions.
Okay. Dennis, go ahead.
I'll come back to my one question, which is tiered off my previous comment to Ms. McGuire. When we look at the existing photograph of the garage, it has a horizontal shiplap siding in the pitch of the roof. That isn't shown in the drawings, either proposed or existing. So what's going on? Which is it? So is the garage going to change like it's shown in the drawings, or is it going to stay as it is, as shown in the photos?
We are proposing to replace the finishes on the exterior of the garage, yes.
Okay. But that isn't part of this review. Okay, thank you. That's a big clarification.
So now, wait a minute. So I get, this is just, I've gone off into the weeds here a little bit, but indulge me for just a second. So an ADU gets done and approved, right? Once that's finaled, if a change happens to it and it's subordinate to the other structure, you still can't comment on it? I understand it can't have comments during its approval, but once it's approved and then changes.
Thank you, Chair Branch and members of the board. That's correct. It does not... It does get a little in the weeds here, but there is no sort of mechanism for exterior changes on previously approved ADUs to get back to the board. The only reason why you are reviewing it is because there are other triggers for design review.
Right. Gotcha.
Chair Branch, if I can add, it's because it's exempt from planning and DRB.
Got it. I totally understand. Okay, so with that, let's go to comments. Cecilia, you want to start?
Sure. I think it looks pretty good. I actually like it. Considering that we've labored over others in other neighborhoods, I think this is well thought out and well done. I like the fact that it's sort of centered over the house in the center. So I like it. I don't have any other questions or concerns.
Okay. Karis?
I would like to know what's going to happen with the driveway, with the grading in the back, the landscaping, and how you're going to change that to upgrade it to the condition of the house. Looks like there's a,
camera doesn't work.
Looks like there's a hole here, that there's something below ground, or below grade at least, in the backyard, and you're looking like you're doing several grade changes in the backyard. So I'd like to see that addressed in some sort of landscaping plan. And definitely, I would encourage you to stay away from grass. You can see all the grass in the neighborhood just doesn't look good. And to fix the front as well.
I can clarify to the owner what he intended to do with the backyard. I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And then I think only other thing I would say is to think about photovoltaics or some sort of, like your Tesla shingles or whatever they're called for solar and things like that.
Yes, that subject did come up, and I believe it's going to be a requirement when this new code starts anyway. So,
great.
Yeah.
Dennis, comments?
Thank you, Chair. First, perhaps back to another question, Mr. Hsu. When I look at the second floor plan, at the top of the stairs, there appears to be, well, beyond the landing, almost a room with a double door that lead out to the deck. Could you talk a bit about what that architectural gesture is all about?
I'm sorry, can you clarify the question?
At the top of the stairs,
mm-hmm.
the landing has been expanded to essentially a small room with a set of double doors out to the porch. I'm sort of curious as to what that space is and why the double door access.
The family actually added, requested me to add that in. Originally, it was going to be a private deck for just the master suite, but the family decided that they, you know, they like to host a lot of families over and visiting and stuff, and they wanted to be able to enjoy the deck as well, along with the people that's going to be using the master suite. So, actually there was a debate that happens whether or not we're going to make the patio just accessible to for the family and close it off to the master suite. And I kind of wanted the master suite to have access, so it kind of wound up being both. So that's hence the double doors.
Yes, that's very illuminating. I was wondering about that. And were you? But we're moving into comments from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's something, and I'll depart from previous comments. There's something that is sort of uneven about the elevations to me, and specifically the roof. It just, and perhaps Chair Branch can help me put a fine point on this, but there's something disjointed about the disposition of the roof as it's revealed by this second set of double doors, or I can't, at the second floor, and the parapet of the balcony. There's just something that the parts just don't seem to mesh together well. That's one comment that's very vague and nonspecific and not very useful to the architect, but be that as it may, I see that the shiplap siding has reoccurred on the second floor as it's disappeared from the first floor garage. Perhaps leaving it with the garage would help tie the composition together. The horizontal band of windows at the second floor seem to be out of character with the rest of the house. I realize they're that size and that position for certain reasoning, but still somehow it just all doesn't come together for me. That's another comment. And then the porch, which I think is a very good idea. Again, there's something awkward about a different roof angle. And then the last comment would be the disposition of that parapet balcony. Just doesn't seem to mesh with the rest of the house. Let's see. I think those are all my comments. Thank you, Chair Branch.
I'm going to jump in and I usually do speakers slips after questions and before comments. So I apologize for the insert here, but we do have some speaker slips. And Linda, you can also check if there's anybody from the public who wants to speak. But so I'll start with Harry Rouse.
Okay, please come up to the podium.
Oh,
the podium. Oh, excuse me, the chair.
The chair. Can you have the seat?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. My name's Harry Rouse. I'm a longtime resident of El Encanto Heights, and we've seen it blossom from a sparsely settled subdivision to the city of Goleta to an overcrowded mess with speeders, trafficking, houses full of renters, and more renters. And let me ask a few questions. How many people present here have visited this site? how many of you have visited it?
I think we answered that.
We answered that in the beginning. The majority of us visited it virtually. I think he's the only one that actually visited it in person.
Well, I visited it. I was not impressed. Here's a little short driveway with two cars crammed into it. And that's it, two cars, okay? So, is there now a garage in these plans?
No, there is not.
No garage. Okay, does anybody know the length of the driveway that's left?
That's due to the state of California, but continue.
Nobody knows the length of the driveway. I can tell you, it looks like about 15 feet.
I believe it is 20 feet standard setback.
How many?
20.
20 feet.
Yeah.
The drawings say 23 feet, not counting the walkway, which is another 5 feet. And then the actual curb drive, which is probably another 4 or 5 feet.
Yes, where vehicles are not supposed to park. Okay. How many people would live in this structure? And how many people could live in this structure the way it is planned? We're talking 4 people, 10 people, 12 people?
Depends on how friendly we are.
Does anybody know or does anybody care?
What's your point?
My point is that this site is not suitable on this overcrowded neighborhood. Mr. Scarpacci will tell you about traffic and parking issues. It's overwhelming. And there's another issue that I'm not going to mention. He'll tell you about that. Okay? And we have no idea how many more vehicles are going to be added to this overcrowded street if this project is filled up with living quarters. That's it. I just want to make a few points, and I appreciate your courtesy.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Next, we have Mr. Larry Scarpucci. Scarpacci? Did I pronounce that correctly?
A good Irish name.
Yes, of course.
You have 3 minutes also.
All right. Thank you, Design Review Board and staff. Thank you for letting me have my comments. I strongly disapprove of this project. We'll start with the windows. The windows are not consistent. They're ugly. They're repulsive. So that needs to be changed. I've lived on Tuolumne Drive for the last 42 years, and in the last dozen years, it has gotten far, far worse. When I say worse, I'm talking about traffic conditions, safety conditions, congestion, you name it. It's gotten to be totally out of control. One of my neighbors, he has it's a three-bedroom house, but also with a converted garage. So we'll call it a four-bedroom house. He has 4 vehicles associated with that house. He has six, I'm sorry. 6 vehicles associated with a four-bedroom house. My other neighbor, he has a four-bedroom house. He only has 5 vehicles associated with that house. He's doing a good job. Last night, around 6:30 at night, I walked up and down Tuolumne. From the dog leg at the bottom of Tuolumne, the southern end, to Yuba Lane, the northern end. And this project is about halfway in between. It's only 800 feet between the two points, the dog leg and Yuba Lane. It's 13 houses, and I counted a total of 60 cars, 4 RVs, and 11 of those vehicles were in, were actually parked. The rest were on the street. If there were 1 or 2 more cars parked on either side of the street, it would be full. 1 or 2. twice in the last 3 years, my mail service from the post office has been shut down. The postman can't get through my mailbox or anyone else's. If you talk to anyone in the Postal Service, they will tell you Tuolumne is the worst street for parking. So I strongly oppose this development. One, it's an eyesore. Two, there's no parking. Three, every single time I drive in or out of my park, my driveway, I have to watch for pedestrians and other cars, and near accidents happen daily. So the safety issues, the traffic, the congestion, I want to be polite, but the design is disgusting. But thank you for listening to my comments.
Thank you very much. Were there any comments online?
Would any attendee who wishes to speak on this item click on the raise hand icon now? No, Chair Branch.
Okay. We left off with Dennis's comments. Do you have any comments, Jim?
Well, only the comments about the only, and you know, you say we can thank the state of California for this, but I mean the issue with the parking, I think, is a real issue, and I think that the two cars, you know, that park there now or can park there now are going to. That's going to be overwhelmed. It's going to overwhelm the street. It's going to overwhelm this area if there are four bedrooms. But I guess there is nothing, from what you say, I guess there's nothing that we can do about that.
Not in terms of the ADU, no, that's
yeah. State. Okay.
I will, I'll chime in. And, you know, while I appreciate the comments of the two gentlemen out there, one thing to understand, in large part, we're mostly an aesthetic board, and you're touching on a very pertinent subject that we may not be able to have a lot of teeth to put into. You know, we're tasked with talking about the design of the structure. Does it fit within the neighborhood? So I'll speak to that. I think with regards to the design, to get a second floor addition and kind of pop it in the middle of the structure, that's something that since the inception of the design review board, everybody's pushed for, so that it's not, you know, it's not over against this neighbor or that neighbor or the one in the back. So I think your placement is great. The materials, I like Dennis's comment about potentially tying in the siding from the gable to make it work, tie into the second floor. Dennis, I agree with some of his comments about the proportion of that, but it's a little bit okay to me. I can see why on the, on your west elevation, why you pushed out that landing you spoke to earlier about to get to that front deck. It gives you it gives you the gable that you see from the west elevation. So I understand that. It's the parapet deck. While I like decks that are on the front side of the house because they're the least impactful to anybody's privacy. They face the front of the street. Mm-hmm. So that's wise. But the parapet sort of fights the rest of the architecture to me somehow. And I don't know what the answer is. Maybe it's something where from the top of the roof porch to the rail you go a small wood rail around that. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Mm-hmm. But somehow that fights it. Maybe that porch roof runs all the way and ties into the roof along the other side. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm just kind of spitballing. But I'm supportive of the design. But I think it could be massaged a little bit, and I definitely think if you know, since you're proposing you know, new landscaping, you're going to need to come back with a landscape plan that's got it laid out. And I will say, from the photos to what you're proposing, what a tremendous improvement you're doing.
Thank you.
Based on what I'm seeing here. Let's see, anybody else have anything to chime in on it?
I agree with your comments and your analysis of the front porch over the cover over the, or the roof over the front door. But largely, I'm in favor of it. I do want to make just a comment. It's not in our purview, but since the speakers brought it up, you know, throughout our neighborhoods, all these houses have become very crowded. There are lots of vehicles on the streets. And unfortunately, we are an aesthetic board. The homeowners have a right to do this. It's well within their within code. And that's just the changing nature of our community and our city. And we sort of have to accept that.
May I make a comment on that? I just wanted to make a quick note about the parking situation. Obviously, I'm not here to solve that problem. I understand that's a very common problem with the neighborhoods throughout this area and beyond. But the homeowners here are not looking to rent or increase the traffic. He's actually trying to create living spaces for each one of his adult kids to stay close to home. And as I'm sure all of you know, the rent in the area is sky high. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the solutions. And I'm actually going to be coming back to this board a couple more times with a couple more projects very similar to this. And it's the same situation I'm seeing over and over. It's the fact that the places are so unaffordable for young people now. The families are offering the kids to stay home. And so the cars are going to be for this home are there already, to be honest with you. The adult children now have their own cars, and they are already there. What we're doing, actually, was improving, as you mentioned, the aesthetic of the home, and actually made it more curb appeal than what it is presently is. Unfortunately, I can't solve the traffic problem, but it is already there.
Right.
Well, you might be able to look at the landscaping and see if you can add a little extra so they could get...
You might be able to do something with the front landscaping to see if you could, you know, create some kind of little bit of extra area for them to park their cars up off the street. That would help. Looks like you got a little bit of room there on the side. If you look at your... Oh, my goodness. So that you can pull up there. Because you have this area also.
Okay. No, actually, the owner would love to, like... He initially told me he was just going to turn the front yard into a parking lot, and I told him no. So...
Yeah, I would advise against that.
Or having something where that it's screened there in the front.
Okay.
But then they can get in and out or something. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are exactly, but.
Okay.
I would say see what you can do with the landscaping to screen that, and get people off the road. Maybe.
All right. Okay. Should we get a motion to bring it back with the landscaping and maybe look at some of the details of it?
Sure.
I make a motion to continue to date certain.
Mr. Sue, would you be ready to come back on November 8th? That you'd have to give us plans by next week.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
So you can continue it to November 8th.
Okay.
Okay.
Continue to
do with the findings?
No, that would be, I don't know.
No, that would be a thing.
Just continue.
Just continue to November 8th.
And the second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Cecilia. Any discussion?
Yes, I think we need to add some specifics, Chair Branch, as to the parapet balcony detail.
Mm-hmm. To be studied.
To be studied.
Say that.
Yes.
Okay.
Other than that, I will use your own phrase, it's a little okay design.
It's better than that, I think.
No more discussion. Roll call, please.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Chair Branch, a final comment for our public speakers. The issues that you're talking about are for the Planning Commission. So you've sort of gone to the synagogue when you should have gone to the Catholic Church. And if you really want to address the street parking problem, you should have a neighborhood parking plan and not try to limit individual houses to parking. That's the only way that you can, I think, address the issue that you have at hand, is having a parking permit program for your neighborhood or your street or wherever. And that would, if I'm not speaking out of character, go through the Planning Commission. Good luck.
You want to do a break right now? I need a break. Okay. We're going to do a 2-minute break. Thank you. Come back. So yes, item C1, we'll let her read it into the record first.
C1 is for conceptual review. It's the Pacific Oaks apartment complex addition and associated improvements located at 7170 Davenport Road, APN 073-230-050, case number 220015, DRB.
Okay, now we can do declarations. Jim, have you visited the site?
No visitation, no ex parte.
Virtual site visit and no ex parte?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Daryl, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Chair Branch, member of the DRB. Great to see everyone. Today we have a project at 7170 Davenport Road. You're probably all familiar with this area of town. It's on the corner of Hollister Avenue, Davenport, as well as Pacific Oaks. Today the applicant's proposing a new addition to the office leasing building. It's roughly about 230 square feet. Additional improvements include new walkways, new trash enclosures, new paint, facade paint for the entirety of the complex and all its buildings. Other improvements include new exterior lighting, new social gathering places, new dog park, as well as new signage, a proposed monument sign on the corner of Hollister Avenue and Pacific Oaks, and a wall sign on a building parallel to Pacific Oaks. Really, the intent of the project is to provide a refresh and an update to the complex. As part of that is a new landscape plan. The applicant's proposing to add 132 new trees, as well as change grass covers and shrubs. That does include the removal of 96 trees. This project includes no updates or square footage in terms of residential units. It's purely today we're here for the conceptual comments and have the DRB provide comments to the to the applicant for a future related permit. So the complex is within our planned residential development. And again, today we are just looking for comments to the applicant. With that, I do want to mention that the staff did receive two items in terms of public comment. I will briefly read those out for the record. Public comment number one states, I fear the accent colors chosen for the doors, both the door for the office and the doors for the apartments, orange and teal / blue respectively, look very dated. Do not go together well and would serve as a downgrade to the property rather than an upgrade. Item number two states, I urge that the renovations should include sustainability features such as solar panels for electricity and or water heating. Roof replacement is the best time to install rooftop solar panels. Driveway replacement is the best time to install additional wiring for electric vehicle charging stations. I also suggest that the bicycle parking facility should be included within the stairwell for each unit. It doesn't need to be fancy, just some way to lock bikes underneath the stairs. This would help owners keep an eye on their bikes, and it would significantly reduce the problem of some existing bike parking areas being overcrowded with abandoned bicycles. Finally, I want to mention that currently each unit has a covered parking space. It isn't obvious to me whether the proposed renovation will retain the covered parking. Solar panels could be used as carport canopies. With that, I do want to introduce to you Steve Fort. He's the agent for the applicant team. Steve, could you introduce yourselves as well as your applicant team? Thank you.
Chair Branch, if I can just add to the letters that, or the emails that were sent today, so that's why we didn't pass that along to you, but we did post it on the website. So kind of late submissions.
Thank you. Steve, the floor is yours.
Sure. Thanks, Daryl. Hopefully everyone can hear me okay. Mm-hmm. I'm Steve Fort with Suzanne Ellis Planning and Permitting. I'm the agent for the Tobes Group. With me today, Derek Hansen from the Tobes Group. I do believe that Derek had to step away for an urgent call, but he should be back on here anytime. But also with me from RRM, our design team, are Darren Cabral, architecture, Mike Hamilton, civil, and Scott Nyman, landscape. And I do see them listed as a panelist, so hopefully when I hand it off to them, their cameras and mics will come on. I'm gonna try not to repeat Daryl here too much. I'm just gonna give a brief overview. It is a Tobe Group or Tobes entity apartment complex at Pacific Oaks and Hollister. Some of you may remember the Patterson Place apartment complex we processed with you folks over the last year or two. This is really a very similar in scope project. Like Daryl said, a refresh, a rebrand for an existing apartment complex. Small addition to the leasing office and a remodel is proposed, 230 square feet. Otherwise, no other real structural changes. Again, refresh, rebrand, improving amenities and leasing operations, improving the pedestrian experience around the property, color changes on buildings that have been pretty heavily vetted by the Tobes Group internally, just FYI, based on the public comment that came in. Walkways will be improved, ADA improvements, certain trash enclosures are due to get upgraded. Drainage improvements, stormwater, lighting, you'll see on the last sheet, I know that came up at Patterson Place and some board members feel pretty strongly about that, but we do have some night sky lighting proposed on the last sheet and some dog friendly areas, little dog parks tucked in here that I think residents and hopefully you guys will be excited about. There are some tree replacements very similar to what we did at Patterson Place. No structures proposed within 100 feet of the drainage channel on the west side of the property. And like it was said, we do anticipate we'll be submitting most likely a substantial conformity determination application shortly after receiving your initial conceptual comments today. You know, and that's when we'll hash out the zoning and building code type of requirements for bike parking and EV solar ready requirements in the building code, those sorts of things. We do have bike parking proposed that Scott will talk about later. So I'm going to hand it off to Darren Cabral with RM to roll through the plans here and hope you can get out then as a panelist here, we're good to go. There we go.
Good afternoon. I believe when I took over sharing, share screen.
Actually, I can move the pages for you.
Oh, okay. Well, then, if you could, yeah, we can start here. No reason to go backwards into the stats. We've already had a good explanation from the staff report and from Steve. So I will be brief in my presentation. I'm going to turn mostly over to Scott Nyman, our landscape architect. This is a very site design driven project. I will add on a little bit about the leasing office. We are taking a very small leasing office, a little over 400 square feet. And yes, we are adding 200 square feet, which is almost doubling, at least 50% more for a leasing office. So a little small already, so we're trying to eke out a little bit more useful space. And as you can see here, we're trying to keep the character of the original building with the expansion. And yes, we are proposing some color changes. We are still massaging a little bit of the colors. We believe there's still a little bit of refinement that we can do to a few of the accent colors, and we'll continue to vet that as we move into the final colors themselves, but they'll be along these lines. And then the other aspect that Steve did talk about, if we can back up into the site plan, is we are proposing remodeling of a few trash enclosures because these are structures of age, and some replacement and renovation of a couple of enclosures, trying to bring a little bit more pedestrian friendly enclosures and a little bit more accessibility a couple of the enclosures. So that's part of what will be included in some of the site improvements. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Scott Nyman, landscape architect, and he can take you through all the exciting stuff.
All right, hello everyone. So we can skip ahead to the L sheets.
One, there, whoops, back one.
There we go, that one's great. Okay, so yeah, as Steve mentioned, if you've seen the Patterson project before, this is going to look pretty familiar. I'm just going to go through my bullet points on our design criteria, because I think those really encapsulate what it is we're trying to accomplish, and then we'll go through about 10 sheets here, just get a glimpse of what each of the different areas are. So one of our main overall arching goals is to provide a naturalistic, regionally appropriate plant palette to help lower water use. There's a lot of lawn on site now, a lot of spray irrigation. One thing we can do is come back in with Mediterranean drought tolerant California plant material and then transition to drip irrigation, which is going to help really reduce the water use and maintenance. We want to enhance the existing creek feature, the man-made creek that kind of goes around the clubhouse there, highlighting that as a community identity piece. We want to introduce some site amenities like benches, seating, and bike racks throughout. Develop a consistent lighting plan for safety and accessibility, as well as just general ambiance. And then a couple other items we can go forward. okay, do we want to go back to L2, or do you want to look at these?
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is the entry area. If you've been by the site, you know that the entry doesn't really announce itself very strongly. So we wanted to introduce some planters there, some new large specimen trees with the coastal live oaks, kind of playing off that Pacific Oaks idea, and then a really distinctive paving pattern. So that there's really this strong sense of arrival that also announces when you've arrived, and this is where you're supposed to be. This is where the office is. It isn't like an unmarked parking area or something like that. The next slide. You can get a few images of that. So you can see how those porten planters pop up.
Pardon me. I'm having difficulty following your verbal presentation. That's either to the combination of my own deficiencies in auditory capacity, or if you could just speak more slowly and loudly.
Absolutely. Is my volume okay? Sometimes it's
I think your volume's a little low, Scott.
It's a little low.
How about now?
Yeah. Much better.
Better. Okay, good. I had two mics. It wasn't you. I have two microphones, and one of them is really quiet. Might be both. okay, so this first part. So if you've been by the site, you know that it's the entry is does not announce itself well. It looks like it might be unmarked parking or something along those lines. So one of our goals was to really feature and highlight this entry experience so that people understand this is where you go for the leasing office and this is the entry to the site. So without being too heavy-handed, we wanted to bring in some natural materials. So we have some Corten metal. Well, that's not natural material, but we have the Corten metal for kind of a punchy contemporary addition to help announce the entry, and then a new stone band it's going to do a couple things for us. One, it's going to create that focal point around that big oak tree in the middle, kind of brings everybody towards the leasing office, and it's going to be a little tactile alert that you're kind of entering the site. Because this is an area where we imagine pedestrians are going to be coming, there's going to be Uber drop-offs, that kind of thing. We also have some built-in benches and seating both along the street and within the site. Does that kind of make sense? There. Okay.
Yes.
We can go to the next sheet then. Interior of the site, we want to introduce more seating. So we want these quiet garden moments with these small-scale benches, creek crossings, some new timber crossings, and then lots of just kind of like flexible spaces, so things people can lounge on, big benches, a lot of not really prescribing what folks are going to do. This area now is currently mostly lawn going up to the creek, and we're kind of flipping that diagram. We're saying, let's do mostly drought-tolerant planting, reeds, things that look like they're around a creek, and then have a small lawn area for yoga events, picnicking, that kind of thing. And that's indicated with the two, kind of up in the right of the clubhouse. We're also introducing a couple more small seating areas at 6 and 4.
I just want to jump in and say that is not a quote creek. It's a self-contained old school type of water feature.
Right. It's a man-made creek, kind of like in the upper, that image in the upper right-hand corner, like the rocky edges. It's a concrete basin with a recirculating pump, but that doesn't sound as exciting.
No, but you just gave your planner a heart attack. That's why he had to jump in.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Sorry. Okay, so next sheet. So here's more of the traditional amenities for the community. We've got, again, we're flipping that diagram. So what was mostly lawn is now going to be a focused area of lawn with some uses around it. So we have the community lawn, a fire pit area with a seat wall for a little bit of enclosure and sound attenuation, and then a small outdoor kitchen with maybe a couple picnic tables. We imagine this is a community gathering space. People come outside to play cornhole, barbecue, or maybe just pop outside to read. We're also trying to expand the bike parking by kind of connecting with the back sides of the kind of like the blank sides of the buildings. And then it's not super clear on these plans, but we also have these existing overhangs. They're kind of like carports that have bike parking in them. Right now it's a traditional kind of roll-up bike parking, but we're trying to get some additional spots in there by doing these vertical storage, like you can see in the lower right-hand corner, where you actually lift the bike up mounted that way. It's going to get us a few more spots at each area, which across the site will make a big difference. Let's go down to the next sheet. Okay, so there's kind of a bird's eye view of what that area looks like. You see the fire pit, outdoor kitchen, lawn area. Okay, so the next big amenity that we're really excited about, because this is a pet-friendly complex, is little dog parks, little pet parks. So we've actually sprinkled three different dog parks throughout the site. We kind of have a small, medium, and large. We think they'll kind of all have a little bit of a different use. So one of them and the top two images are of the same dog park. So those are actually around the middle of the site. It's more of a rectangular space. We put some seating in there, some boulders for dogs to climb on. But we pictured this as more of a social space where people hang out, sit down, meet with each other, wait for friends, that kind of thing. In the lower right-hand corner, there's a long linear run. We picture this being like the ball throwing, the ball toss kind of sprinting zone for pets. And the lower left-hand corner is the third one. And this is a combination of, it's the largest of all of them. It's a hangout space. It's gonna be enclosed with planting. And in the airlock area on the right side, looks like a little hallway. It's actually gonna be a dog washing station. So we're trying to kind of make a variety of spaces for the pet owners to hang out and spend time with their pets, their loved ones. Next sheet. Here's our planting palette. We're going for a very central coast, lots of California natives, strong Mediterranean lean, relying mostly on texture and form. So you can see we're mixing, you know, the agaves and the yuccas with the soft buddaluas and grasses, and then using the really white, bright white and gray sages, things like that. All low water use, and we're trying to right size everything so it's low maintenance, not a lot of clipping and maintenance like that. Next sheet. Same idea with the tree palette. We're building off of what's there with plants like the peppermint willow and the olive, but also introducing some California natives like the Western redbud and the coast live oak. We're trying to play into that Pacific Oaks idea and make this kind of woodland creekside, quote unquote, garden. Next slide. And then for signage, we're looking at mixed materials. There's three kind of inspiration images on the bottom that inspired the what we came up with, which is these two kind of larger concrete panels, some recessed lettering, dark inside, and then maybe some complementary wood, cedar probably paneling, kind of sliding between it. So it's this kind of layered approach that gets nestled into the landscape. And I think we only got one more slide. Oh, we have two more. Yeah. Preliminary tree disposition plan. So we had our arborist go through and indicate which trees were on their way out, weren't doing well at health or structural issues. This is an older site, so a lot of the trees were kind of at the end of useful life. We kept what we could that was in good health and good structure, but where we were kind of finding opportunities or conflicts with new and proposed things, we had to have some trees go. So we ended up keeping a lot of the trees around the perimeter, which is great. And then a lot of the trees that had to go were on the interior. Actually, they're really scattered throughout. But we were only removing trees that are in poor condition or moderate and conflicting with a proposed feature. Next slide. Lighting. So here's a diagram showing our approach to lighting. Bollards along the paths. Some of the larger trees, we could cast down lights in, so we can actually mount light fixtures up in the tree pointed down to highlight some features like the stream. So no uplighting from either of those. Everything's kind of pointed back down at the ground, being as subtle as we can. We have some in riser lights for the new steps that are going in, lighting in the carports underneath pointed down. And then we're exploring using a couple pole lights in lieu of the bollards in a few areas. It would be the same idea where we'd have a light fixture up top that's pointed down. It's looking like bollards are the way to go though. So dark sky compliant and kind of create a soft glow for community safety and to help establish a sense of place. Okay, that concludes the landscape portion. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Scott. we have our civil engineer on board. He's got a conflicting meeting, but we're trying to keep him on to present and answer any questions you might have. Mike Hamilton. Did we lose him?
Hi there.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's here. There he is.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to go to the civil sheet, but really the civil related items are just associated with, you know, the development features that Darren and Scott mentioned. Some drainage upgrades, stormwater quality features, some minor improvements to some hardscape that are in disrepair right now. But really we're here to support the enhanced design.
Thank you, Mike. And with that, I would like to turn back to the board for questions.
All right, thank you very much. I'm sorry, what did you say, Karis?
Can we combine questions and comments?
Yes, why don't you begin?
Well, thank you for your design. It looks really good. I appreciate all the amenities that you're trying to put in. You know, in concept, things look neat and they fit really well in these little corners and everything, but sometimes in reality, when you're going to make it, you end up with little unused spaces. So I would suggest, can we put up the dog park page? Yeah, so on the bottom right hand next to the I-7, you can see there's a jut out on the wall, and yet behind it, it looks like there's grass, but we all know grass will never grow there or be happy there. So, you know, think about if you need to have that be access, maybe it can be some other type of material, or if you don't need it as access, maybe it can be something for the dogs or bushes or some other things. So just looking on how these concepts actually play out into real time, like the bike parking. I think one of our comments in was that maybe we could have bike parking in all the stairwells or in other places around. Sounds like bike parking is very popular there, and I appreciate your guys' looking to that. Maybe if we can add a few more of those. The colors, I think you want to look at them a little bit closer. It's awfully dark. I don't mind the blues and that kind of stuff or whatever, but the dark browns and grays are just going to end up being incredibly hot. As we've seen, and it looks like you have a lot of it on the elevations. If you look on the elevation page, it seems like there's a tremendous amount of very dark elevations. And I hear you guys are looking into photovoltaics, so I think that's fantastic. That would be my recommendation. If we could go to the lighting page at the very end. Sorry, back and forth. The pole, I'm not a big fan of the poles. They don't look terribly dark sky compliant. They look like they have an element of them that goes upward. So I would look into that. Your little family spaces, if we go back to family space pictures, the one with the woggly chairs, L6, I believe it is. Again, when it comes from concept to reality, those spaces are going to need shades. I would think about some kind of solar shade, some kind of umbrella systems. And I see you have your chairs spaced out 1, 2, 3 there, pretty far from each other. Think about making clusters of things, like if one person takes the lounge chair, then there's maybe a table and another little chair right there. So they can put down, you know, the stuff for their kids or whatever they're working on or something like that. So they become little areas with clusters of things. I realize this is just conceptual and you're trying to fit it in. And so I'm just
when it comes time to actually make it, think about making little cluster areas that are useful to the people and for all the things that they're going to have with them. The real lawns, I don't know. I think Martha would probably disagree with me on this, but they're expensive in terms of water, and they just don't do well in this environment. And I'm not seeing that people use them particularly more or less than they would use a similar open space of a different material. I think that, where's my, how do I go back to my, okay. So it's a nice upgrade. I like the oaks. The dark brown is too hot. PV on rooftops and trash enclosures. Charging stations for electric vehicles. I really like the bike repair place and the dog amenities. I like the bioswales and your other areas. You might want to think of some of your planting areas to capture some of the water before it runs off. I didn't get a chance to walk around, but oftentimes the landscaping tends to bulge up, whereas if you're going to change the landscaping, if you have it become more swaley, then it will take some of that runoff water and hold it for a little while. Add bike parking on each stairwell and create water capture systems wherever you can. Those are all my questions and comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cecilia?
Wow, a lot of comments. That's good. No, actually, I just have some questions on sheet L11. The X's, you know, they certainly really stand out. And the ones on the left side of the page, there's no replacements in those particular areas. Can you explain that?
Oh, you know, it's a confusing diagram. So this is two drawings overlaid, and they only relate to what's going on with the existing trees. So if we go to L1, I believe, which is the site plan, then you can see the overall tree canopy that's being proposed. And I'll tell you the secret to reading it. So you can see we have some trees proposed along that left side. They are smaller in scale because the big ones now kind of fight with the carports and have a trimming issue. But we are proposing a new tree along that side. It's the Arbutus marina. And then all of the trees that have the dark circle with the single dot in the center, they all kind of look the same. Those are the existing trees to remain. So you can see we still get that consistent canopy across the site.
Okay. It seems like it's more, it seems like it's a pretty big refresh, but it's nice. Concerning the lighting, because that's kind of sort of my interest, when you guys come back, we need to make sure we see the cut sheets and you spoke about being dark sky compliant, and hopefully the cut sheets will tell you whether or not the fixtures, the luminaires, are dark sky compliant. So that would be very helpful to see that. We need to see that because you have a lot going on here, and I'm not sure exactly what's being planned where. How are the tree downlights? Oh, they're going to be installed. Can you explain how that's going to be installed with the tree downlights?
It's shockingly low tech. It's a plastic strap.
It's a plastic strap on what?
With a buckle. It actually wraps around the branch of a mature tree. So it's elastic enough that it can actually support the growth over time, but there's a knuckle attached to it. So you can put a small fixture on it, points down, so we can get and you can just run your low voltage wire up the trunk. But it gives you the same effect as a pole light, but it's dark sky compliant and you can get a nice wash and it's a fraction of the cost.
Okay. I think that's the only thing. The other question I just had is on the, let me find the sheet here. Lots going on. On A12, where the two top diagrams where that's, you've got the Pacific oats. I'm just curious why you chose such a dark color for those end units, that end.
So the accent color is what we're trying to draw colors from, sort of the oaks and the more muted tones that this project sort of will themed on. So that's where we're just focusing that dark color on the ends of the building where we have the siding. The rest of the building is going to maintain a very light, actually a palette similar to what's there now as far as the cream color of the building.
That's all. That's the only questions I have.
Okay. Any comments? I mean, that you kind of.
I think it looks like a lot's going on here, that you're really doing a lot. I think it's great. I like the landscaping and the thinking about what you've presented to us. So look forward to more details when you come back.
Great. Jim, how about you?
I have no comments.
Dennis?
Sure. Thank you, Chair Branch. Let's start with the small stuff first on A4. I had a devil of a time trying to figure out what you were adding to the existing plan. The existing plan shows how the office is attached to the main building, and then in the proposed, it disappears. So after some study, it appears that the office room 1.0 that has the main entry door and jog, that all remains, but that same north-facing wall extends out to create private office number one. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. On the ground floor plan, we dashed in the outline of the existing building. So yes, we do shift the project to the plan left, and we do also extend the plan to plan right, which is where the restroom will be at.
Right, I'm just gonna follow through with a comment. And if you shift to A5, I think to really respect the architecture, and it's 70s stuff, by no means great, but to really respect it, you would shift that wall as the architecture planes, the vertical planes, shift throughout the complex, so that private office number one would actually drop back some appreciable distance as to keep in character, rather than as is shown on A5, where it's just one flat A-frame. That being said, is the signage under a separate permit, Mr. Highfield? Or are we're just giving comments?
Yeah, it will be under a separate permit once submitted.
Once it gets there, all right. There wasn't a consistent sort of font or size, and when you get around to that, did I get the wrong name up there? This is Daryl.
Right, yes.
You guys, you're just planner twins. Yeah. I get you mixed
we all look
all
the same.
The time. Let's see, on the plan, wherever that would be, and I shut this off. I don't know why they're calling. On the plan A3, could you tell us where is the new trash enclosure? I could not find that.
So new trash enclosure would be sort of plan bottom. There's a note called existing to be replaced with a double deep enclosure.
Are you on A3?
Yeah. Yes. So kind of bottom third of the plan. There is both actual new enclosures are in the same sort of horizontal line.
All right.
There's one to the left there, and one to the right of the driveway.
Double deep. And is there just one trash enclosure, or there are others throughout?
We're replacing two enclosures. The rest of the enclosures are to remain.
All right. I think I see those now. And I think the color of the entry doors, just a passing comment, is just fine to differentiate them as important public doors. But to go to, let's see, L3. The Corten steel planters, I think, are a nice touch to sort of freshen it up and modernize and even tie into the building. But I'm having trouble connecting the illustrations on L3 with the plans on L2. Specifically, it looks like the circular planter is sitting well within the drive aisle, the turning radius of the drive aisle, and could well become a target. Likewise, the horizontal planter looks like it's sort of below the radius line of the circle, but in L3, it looks differently. So if I'm making myself clear, the two images, the plan and the illustration, don't seem to square up, plus this the idea of the drive aisle being impeded by the planter. Let's see.
Great. Oh, sorry. Did you want me to chime in?
Yeah, that's just a comment that you can resolve.
Just comments for you guys. Yeah.
You can resolve that. Like I say, okay. It's perfectly fine gestures. The bike parking, please bear in mind that not everybody can utilize a vertical hanging planter, especially if they have an electric bike. So, yeah, bear that in mind. And then to L7, which used to mean to those of us of a certain age, somebody who was a square. Do you don't remember that? You're so L7. What is the fencing material that's illustrated here? Is that a wood or a plastic project?
Yeah, that's wood. Not sure yet, but probably cedar cross beams and like a pressure treated Doug fir post. And then we'll have like a hog wire mesh kind of material in the upper left-hand corner underneath the stamp. I think that's closest to what we're going for. We just need to find local materials that jive with that.
A comment then, I was just trying to understand why you would use two different fencing approaches, one for the leashing and dog washing area and another for the dog runs. You might just consider that in your further deliberations. Let's see, and then to a landscape plan, I noticed that, you're removing 96 total trees. Do you have any idea of how many replacement trees you're putting in?
132.
Very good, I missed that point. And my last minor point, very personal, when you're putting lights on the underside of the carports, don't center them over the stalls, but center them over the lines between the cars so that it lights the exit and entry areas of the cars. Much more practical, very minor, and very personal. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. I only have, most of what I kind of had has already been spoken about. So let's see. I happen to be on L12, so I'll just speak to the lighting. I'm fine with your concept, but the pole light style, it's a little incongruous with the rest of it. It feels, I don't know, it has a different character to me, but I'm good with it in concept of where you want to use it, so that's fine. I like your the concept of your sign, the Pacific Oaks thing. Let's see, if we go to A8. A8, where are we? Okay, upper left says existing, and you see a balcony. Upper right says proposed, and it looks like it's boxed in with windows. Are we looking at different buildings?
No, we're looking at a little bit of a massing model. The upper left is an actual picture of the building. Upper right, we did some photo study over it, so it looks like that element didn't get carried through the massing model for the color study.
So you were considering, so it's not going to be, you're not proposing the box out with the windows. It's actually going to be.
We're not proposing any changes, removals, or additions of any openings. Really, most of the changes to the buildings are colored.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
I think everybody else is. I'm in alignment with everything everybody else said. The colors to the doors doing different colors for the doors, like at the licensing office and such. I like the concept of a different color door, but maybe, I don't know, choose wisely, get maybe from a historical palette or something. I mean, a nice contrasting color is great, but you don't want to wind up to be a turquoise Coco Pelli from the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
Great.
I think it's great. I think it's a heck of an improvement. So kudos to all that you guys are doing. I think the trash enclosures are nice. Good on you. I think this will be a nice improvement.
One more comment, Chair Branch.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm looking at L3s and speaking specifically to the trellis over the leasing office entry. It seems portrayed in a couple of different ways. One, which is with more in character with the 70s nature of the building, and another that has kind of a bungalow bracket, if you will, which to my eye looks out of character. Now, I think it's a good idea. I would just massage and review that design so that the trellis or a little awning is more in character with the 70s nature of the building. Thank you.
Oh, I had one more comment with regards to the dog park. I had a dog, rest her soul, who you guys remember, actually, yeah. She was pretty hoity-toity, and I've been in dog parks where there were, it was all the bark like this, all the wood chips or whatever, and it flipped her out. It hurt her paws, and she didn't like it. And so I don't know if there's, you know, just a section of these guys that can be not necessarily turf, but something, some sort of natural grass that's low for dumb dogs like mine that just can't handle the wood chips like other dogs and stuff. So something to consider is all. Anyway, that's a super nice project. Anybody else have anything? Okay.
Chair Branch?
Yes, sir.
Could Derek Hansen with the Toth Group, he wanted to make a comment about bike parking, I believe, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you for the great comments, board members. In regards to the bike parking underneath the stairwells, as you can imagine, it's a two-story walk-up, so there's two doors to entry to units that are downstairs. We actually have had problems in the past with people chaining their bikes up to the stairs, and then the chain goes around the stairs and various things. And but we are exploring to one of the points that was made, rather than the, you know, large condensed type of bike parking, we're thinking about doing more as you will, something to kind of tie up your horse, so to speak, where a single pole with two loops on it that would be immediately outside of units, so that essentially people could be able to see their bike, know it's right there. We are looking at that as well, because we do realize we did receive one of the comments in regards to, the bikes that, you know, tend to get abandoned. Students will get their bikes at the first day of classes, and, you know, they kind of trade bikes around, and, you know, we are one of the repositories of those items. But we're also looking at that as well. We want to make sure that, we're obviously a company that likes the bike repair stations, and we're very, you know, pathway friendly from that standpoint. So we are looking at that seriously. But the stairwells, why I understand the gentleman who had made the comment to the city, it's just, it becomes something that loses practicality with actual use.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I just have a question for Derek. There's a neighborhood park near me that has a little bike repair station, and I think it's a great idea, but nobody ever uses it. I mean, you think it would be used in your complex?
Well, we actually have them in many of our complexes.
Okay.
And also in some of the commercial spaces we manage. It's interesting. We find that there are certainly some of the that get used very, very highly. Willow Springs, for example, that one is in constant use. We have found that other ones Sometimes people just take the tools off and we have to replace those. But beyond that, I think they're appreciated. We generally find that most of our residents like the fact that they don't have to, you know, kind of turn their bike upside down outside of their house. They've got a specialized place. So we've been very pleased with the response we've gotten off of them.
All right. Do we don't need to take any action. This is just for conceptual. So I think it's just a tip of the hat and thanks for
public comments.
And just we're getting the public comments. That's what I was just going to say.
Okay. Would any attendee who wishes to speak on this item please click on the raise hand icon now? No, Chair Branch, no one's raised their hand.
All right. Thank you guys very much, and we look forward to seeing what you have when we come back.
All right. Thank you for the comments.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
All right. So back to item B4.
Yeah, Chair Branch and members, the applicant is not available, so our recommendation is that you continue the item. We do have a packed calendar agenda for November 8th, so the next meeting will be December 13th. So if you can continue B4 to December 13th, that would be great.
All right. Someone want to make a motion for that?
We shouldn't just make comments on it for them.
No. This is the second no-show, and I just feel like think that you know, the board should engage with the applicant.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make a motion to continue it to the December 13th meeting.
Okay, second?
Sure,
I'll second. Kara, second it? Okay, so discussion? Roll call, please.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yes. All right, so that moves, and that takes us to announcements by members and staff. Jim?
I will not be here at the November 8th meeting. I'm an election officer for the County of Santa Barbara, so I have an all-day job on that particular day.
Okay, noted. On that note, we do only have one meeting in November, because the normal fourth Tuesday is on Thanksgiving week. So we had that canceled on our calendar.
Right.
So we have one meeting, November 8th, and it will be a big meeting, a lot of items. And then the next one will be in December 13th. So those are the remaining two meetings for the rest of the year.
Okay. Anybody else?
Oh, I did have one. Just in case anybody was interested, the San Ynez Valley Botanic Garden, we're having a big festival holiday light show. So get your tickets because they sell out at the San Ynez Valley Botanic Garden in Buellton.
Sweet.
They're going to try to do a festival light show with everything. But like I said, tickets will sell out pretty quick. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then with that, our first meeting back was relatively successful. So thank you very much. And we are adjourned.